Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Naked Economics: Undressing the Dismal Science by Charles Whelan is a popular economics book written for general readers who want a clear, low-jargon introduction to how economic thinking works. First published in 2002, it explains basic ideas such as incentives, trade-offs, markets, scarcity, and efficiency in a style meant to be accessible rather than technical. Whelan's goal is not to turn readers into professional economists, but to help them understand the logic behind everyday economic choices and public policy debates. The book stands out because it translates abstract concepts into plain language while still respecting the complexity of real-world institutions and human behavior. It also has a skeptical, pragmatic tone. Markets are useful, but imperfect. Government intervention can help, but it also creates trade-offs. That balance makes the book especially useful for readers who want a broad framework for thinking about economics without getting lost in formulas or specialized theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how incentives explain much of human behavior. One of the book's central ideas is that people respond to incentives, and that many economic outcomes can be understood by looking at what rewards or penalties are built into a system. Whelan treats incentives as a practical tool for explaining why individuals, firms, and institutions behave the way they do. This matters because policies often fail when they assume people will act according to intention rather than self-interest. The book repeatedly shows that even well-designed programs can produce poor results if the incentives are misaligned. That includes workplace rules, government programs, and everyday consumer decisions. The value of this framework is that it shifts attention away from moralizing and toward system design. Instead of asking whether people should behave differently, the book asks what structure will make better behavior more likely. This is one reason the book is so effective for beginners' incentives. Provide a simple but powerful lens for understanding complex social problems without reducing them to simple greed or selfishness. Whelan uses this principle to show that good economics begins with realistic assumptions about human motivation. Secondly, markets as useful but imperfect coordination systems. Whelan presents markets as one of the best available ways to organize economic activity, but he avoids treating them as flawless or automatic solutions. His view is pragmatic rather than ideological. Markets often allocate resources efficiently because prices condense information about scarcity, demand, and opportunity costs. Yet markets also have limits, failures, and distributional consequences. This balanced treatment is important because it keeps the reader from accepting either extreme, pure faith in markets or blanket rejection of them. The book emphasizes that markets work best when participants face clear incentives and when prices can reflect real costs and benefits. At the same time, it recognizes that some goods and services cannot be left entirely to market forces without producing undesirable outcomes. By framing markets as a decent, if flawed, choice among bad alternatives, Whelan encourages readers to think in terms of trade-offs rather than absolutes. This approach is one of the book's strongest features. It teaches readers how to evaluate real economic systems instead of merely repeating slogans about free markets or regulation. The result is a more mature understanding of how capitalist economies actually function. Thirdly, scarcity and trade-offs shape every economic choice. A recurring theme in the book is that scarcity is the foundation of economics. Because time, money, labor, and attention are limited, every choice involves giving up something else. Whelan makes this point concrete by showing that economic decisions are not just about spending money. They are also about spending time, foregoing alternatives, and choosing among competing priorities. This idea helps explain why economics applies far beyond business or finance. It matters in household budgeting, labor decisions, public spending, and personal planning. The key insight is that the true cost of a choice is what must be sacrificed to make it. That means economists pay close attention to opportunity cost, even when the term is not always foregrounded in technical language. Whelan's discussion makes scarcity feel immediate and practical rather than abstract. Readers come away understanding that there is no such thing as a costless policy or a costless decision. Every gain has an alternative use, and every policy redistributes resources across people and purposes. This framing makes the book valuable for readers who want a disciplined way to think about limits and priorities in daily life and public affairs. Fourthly, why public policy needs more than good intentions. Although the book is friendly to market reasoning, it does not argue that government should never intervene. Instead, Whelan shows that policy debates require careful attention to unintended consequences, incentives, and institutional design. A recurring pattern in the book is that a policy may be justified by a real social problem, yet still produce mixed results if it ignores how people will respond. This is especially important in areas such as regulation, taxation, welfare, education, and healthcare, where simple solutions often fail to account for behavior. The book's strength is that it pushes readers to move beyond slogans. Rather than asking whether government is good or bad, it asks what a policy actually does, who benefits, who pays, and how people adapt to the rules. That makes the book especially useful for understanding public debates, because it teaches readers to evaluate policy on outcomes instead of intentions alone. Whelan does not offer a rigid political doctrine. Instead, he offers a method to identify incentives, examine trade-offs, and expect secondary effects. This is a more durable lesson than any single policy recommendation, because it can be applied to many different economic controversies. Lastly, making economics readable without making it simplistic. Another important feature of the book is its style, which is a major reason it has remained popular. Whelan writes with humor, directness, and a conscious effort to avoid the intimidating language often associated with economics. That accessibility is not just cosmetic. It serves the book's educational purpose. By explaining concepts in plain English, he lowers the barrier for readers who may have been alienated by textbooks, academic jargon, or ideological debates. At the same time, the book does not collapse into oversimplification. Its explanations are compact, but they still preserve the central logic of economic reasoning. This combination of clarity and seriousness helps the book bridge the gap between popular nonfiction and foundational economic literacy. It is especially effective for readers who want to understand how economists think without taking a formal course. Compared with more technical books, it is easier to enter. Compared with purely journalistic economics writing, it provides a more coherent framework. The result is a book that teaches readers how to ask better economic questions, not just how to memorize facts. That makes its readability one of its most important intellectual contributions. In conclusion, Naked Economics is best suited for readers who want an intelligent introduction to economics without the barrier of equations, formal models, or academic jargon. Students, professionals, policy readers, and general nonfiction readers will all benefit from its clear explanations of incentives, scarcity, markets, and trade-offs. The book is especially useful for people who want to understand public debates more carefully, because it offers a practical habit of thinking rather than a list of economic facts. It helps readers see how systems produce behavior, why well-meant policies can backfire, and why economic choices rarely have simple answers. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of accessibility and analytical discipline. Many popular economics books lean either toward oversimplified advocacy or toward technical explanation, but Whelan stays in the middle, readable, skeptical, and conceptually grounded. Its humor and plain-spoken style make it approachable, while its underlying framework remains serious enough to change how readers interpret the world. For anyone looking for a first strong grasp of economic reasoning, it remains one of the most effective entry points. If you would like to support Charles Whelan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.